K-State Nation game day, baby. This is the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. It's going down later on this evening. Kickoff, K-State Wildcats. Your Wildcats, 18th rank in the country, welcomes University of Tennessee, Morton to Manhattan, the Bill Snyder Family Stadium, just after 6. So, if you guys are currently traveling to the game or you're in Manhattan, definitely enjoy yourselves. Have a great time. Stay safe out there, folks. Opening weekend officially beginning. And this is, oh, by the way, the postcast edition of Volleyball here in just a second. If it's your first time listening to Pro Project Podcast, this K-State podcast, all things K-State sports, where that's the football team, volleyball, cross country. Just got started as I just dropped my long run just about 15, 20 minutes ago, so I'm fresh off of that. Cross country starting, women's soccer coming off a big win over Green Bay, men's women's basketball later on this fall, and everything else between. Welcome on board of the podcast. Make sure if you like what you're hearing, that I would suggest you, highly suggest you to subscribe, like, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your K-State friends, alumni, anyone, anybody, everybody about this podcast, folks. All right, switching gears here, postcast. Volleyball, the downside, K-State drops the first game of the regular season in the first game of the Stacey Clark Classic over 8th-ranked Purdue in 4 sets last night, losing 25-21, 25-8. They won the second set 25-18, but lost the last two. They're 25-21 and 25-23, so highly contested there, very competitive. There, that's what you want. That's what you want to see right there. But very closely contested all the way through there as well. This was the first matchup between the two schools. You got to go back since 2009 when these two teams last met there. Aaliyah Carter, and I'll get to her in just a moment. Had a great game in this one there. K-State 55-52 over Purdue in the kills department there, as Aaliyah Carter 10 plus kills yet again, 25th career double-double in this one there, 10 to her 10 with her 10th dig coming in set number 3 there, as well as Aaliyah Carter, the super senior, aka super senior, 21 kills on the night, 13 digs. Izzy Suwietski bounced off the tremendous, even though it was just the only preseason game, but she came off of 33 digs against Wichita State in that preseason match last weekend. Tack on 40. Hang on a second here. I do want to get this right. Yeah, 40 or more assists for K-State. This is 49 on a night. Damn. For K-State there. So, yeah, Suwietski, I want to double check. I didn't want to put it out there. But Suwietski, 49. Goodness gracious. 49 assists on the night there as well. And she added in 10 digs. Meg Brown, one of the newcomers for K-State women's volleyball this year, added 16 more kills. Ella Larkin, we talked about her on the preview, slightly earned the starting position for Jason Mansfield, 20 digs. Simone Simmons added 12 there as well. Jason Mansfield, head coach. Here, we'll start off with this overall statement. Quote, I'm proud of how we competed in the first match of the year at a very tough place to play versus a top team 10 opponent with lots of returners back. Their outsides are two of the best in the country, and we did a good job of slowing them down. Our defense got better as the match went on, so there's a lot of good stuff to build on from there. I'm not sure we played that well on the road all last year, so this is a good start to the season on the road. We'll learn and grow from it, end quote. Yeah. Coach Mansfield brings up a solid point right there. On the road last year, we know how K-State wants volleyball. This team knows how to play very well in their new friendly confines. Morgan Freeman Arena back in Manhattan, Kansas, right? But they were struggling on the road last year, and I did not see any of this match, but this has got to be encouraging right here. 4 sets gets a top 10 opponent on the road. You play this team very tough all across the board. This is good stuff right here. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, postcast. Eighth-ranked Purdue, 3. K-State, 1. K-State losing the first game match of the 2024 season. Continuing on here with Jason Mansfield's post-press comments last night and his quotes on Aaliyah Carter yet again. Huge night. Despite that, quote, Aaliyah was the best outside on the floor tonight. She proved that she deserves to be put up with some of the best outside hitters in the country, and she competed the way we know she can all night long. And I'm going to go right on through here. Last but not least, the transfers, like Meg Brown and Ella Larkin from Coach Mansfield. Quote, we have 3 really good, great pieces that we added to our team with Brown, Larkin, and Jordan Williams from the transfer portal. Their growth this season is really important to our success. And I think all 3 of them show lots of moments tonight of how special they can be. We are really lucky to have them on board at Kansas State, end quote. So, yeah. Again, this is coming from, of course, West Lafayette, Indiana, home of Purdue University. As Purdue, eighth-ranked Purdue, had to fight off K-State a little bit last night. But, K-State, this is very encouraging early on. So, you would think now, moving forward here, game 2 later on this afternoon for K-State, as, of course, UC Davis won their first match. So, this is not going to be, again, another walk. This is not going to be another walk in the park. They're going to have to earn this one. UC Davis later on this afternoon. Again, yeah, they beat. Yeah, speaking of which, yeah, I got the score right here, actually. UC Davis beat UMKC in 4 sets there yesterday afternoon as well. So, UC Davis, K-State, 0-1 later on this afternoon. That's a 3:30 Central Time. And then after that, you know what time it is. Football later on in Manhattan, Kansas, under lights, K-State, 18th-ranked K-State. Chris Kleiman, Avery Johnson, Marky Siegel and company taking on University of Tennessee. Martin, Jacob Pullen, Kevin Lockett, and some of the other K-State Alex honorees will be officially be honored. Welcome officially into the K-State Athletics Hall of Fame later on tonight. I think the ceremony is going to be during halftime, if I'm not mistaken, there as well. So, huge day and night across the board for K-State Athletics. But Jason Mansfield there, very encouraged after, unfortunately, losing last night. But to a top 10 team opponent, they'll have their hands full against UC Davis later on this afternoon. Purdue, 8th-ranked Purdue, 3, K-State, 1. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. Free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State podcasts throughout Labor Day weekend. We're just getting started, folks, as well. We got content coming out, all coming out here throughout the weekend as well. So definitely, again, like I said before, make sure you like, subscribe to this podcast. You like to keep up with your K-State sports, you're a big K-State fan, you're going to K-State right now, definitely, this is the podcast for you. Make sure you subscribe as well, and don't forget our bonus channel over on Podbean. Download the Podbean app right now, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S, podcast. That's where you're going to find bonus coverage of the Pearl Project Podcast with my co-host Alex Aiden. We'll be talking postcast after every K-State football game this year, beginning with University of Tennessee Martin early next week, of course, as well. Hey, we posted our predictions pod, part 1 and part 2, and of course, our little mini preview of UT Martin on part 2 there on that app. So download the Podbean app and type in those letters and number right there. You should be able to pull it up easily right there as well. But K-State lose these their season opener on the road against 8th-ranked Purdue last night, 3-1. This afternoon, they look to get their first win of 2024. Can they get it against UC Davis? Let's find out later on this afternoon. Alex Sain out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. The Pearl Project Podcast rolls on. Go Cats.